Good evening. This is the NLA Weekly Discussion Call. This call occurs on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It is for anyone that wants to contribute. The views expressed are not necessarily those of the NLA. Anyone is allowed to come in. The number and the passcode to get in, access code, is the same as the Monday night call. And I'm just going to turn over the floor to anybody that wants to say anything and start a discussion. I'm Terry, and I help manage the call. And I appreciate everyone who shows up and everyone who's willing to contribute. So with that, I'll turn the floor over to all of you. Hi, Jim. How you doing tonight?
Hello, Terry. How's everything?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I just dialed in time. I thought I was late, so I was looking here.
It always takes a minute for everything to get started, so I'm going to go quiet for another minute and see if that doesn't help.
Well, trying to think of what else we have to talk about. No Jan tonight?
No, Jan's in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Well, would you like to discuss that?
Yeah, I was hearing today that that the head of the House Judiciary Committee, not the head, all of the Republicans on it asked Schiff to step down and be quiet. So it looks like they may be, setting the stage to remove him from where he's at, which would be a good thing.
This is in the House, though, isn't it? This isn't in the Senate, is it?
Say again?
I said this is
in the House. And the head of the House.
Yeah,
right.
The House Judiciary Committee.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that there on one of the videos on it. But I think they'll just put another one of their people in there, that's all. To have them step down or just...
Yeah.
I'm not sure about how the rules go. Maybe the second in command takes over then. But they're not going to step down if they don't have to. I can't imagine it. It'll just blow over. But I like the fact that the Republicans are at least holding their feet to the fire.
Yeah, I think they're going to. I kind of think they're going to start picking people off one by one that have been a major problem, you know, because they're starting to open up other investigations and things that were passed over before by the previous people in office there in DOJ and FBI, and reopen some of those things and take a look at them and see what really happened. And that would be a good thing.
So, Jan, on another topic, would you like to discuss that course that you did you see it enough to make an assessment on it?
I did. Can you turn up your volume a little? I can just barely hear you when you speak. It's all about going into the UCC, and that's the fiction side of the house. And we don't teach people about the fiction because you get in there, you can get caught. It says a lot of things like, you know, you can invoke the Constitution, but it's a UCC court, and you can jump back and forth to common law anytime you want just by saying, I want to go to the common law court. Well, they get you into the UCC, you're there. And I'm not sure you'll ever get out of their clutches, you know. It sounded like a very risky proposition. I was going to bring it up on a Monday call, but we got overtaken by events with several people. It was really long-winded. Because I thought John would like to hear what the guy's doing, you know. So maybe I'll bring it up next Monday and give him a chance to make a comment on it.
Well, I saw that when he did go through that common law side of the court, and then it seemed like once that was it, you know, once you played your hand there, then you go in and remove yourself from there and bring yourself into the common law side of it. I don't even know if you'd call it the common law side. No, you're bringing them into your own court in district court, just like we would do for a violation of due process. You bring yourself into your own court. You're opening your own court of record on the federal level.
Yeah, so, but he opened it up under a UCC, not a common law. He just made the statement there, I can convert it to a common law by saying so anytime I want. I don't think that works.
Well, maybe you read a different section from what I was reading, but, you know, I did kind of...
You're definitely right about not working by trying to take him into the common law court.
Right.
It's interesting that Rahm Emanuel, when he found out that Trump was coming in on him, told him to go play, watch a ball game. He didn't want anything to do with Trump because that would expose him too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably number one on their list for the central time zone, yeah. I'm sure he's way up near the top.
Well, getting back to that, his course does have a whole section there on Carl Lentz videos. So I would think that if we were more in line with the Carl Lentz videos, then we would have them on our site, and we don't. So I knew that there would be reservations. But Ron talked to the guy about it, and he got to me, and he said, you know, capitalism works for all involved, and this and that, and we don't have to do it. It's just that I told the guy, you know, it's going to take longer than a few days for us to look through it all, so please be patient, and, you know, so.
Yeah.
So we can definitely do that. I can even email him now and say, you know, we've had a couple meetings on it, and we're wondering, you know, which way we should go, and then.
Yeah, we really need to get John to take a little more careful look at it and see what he thinks, but. I think you can't make that transition, which negates that whole section, you know.
No, but I do like the, but you know, the whole idea of opening your own court is nice on paper, and it looks very powerful and all like that.
Right.
But it's no different than our opening a court of record, and then there's the many. So the game of whack-a-mole kind of is, like, much removed. As a method of retribution, you know, towards us it's just silence. They don't know what to do, but they can do something on the other end if they wanted, because you're just one person, you know, you're just one of the people, and they control almost everything about you. So case in point is poor Tanya. So I don't want anybody to forget about her, but you know, anyway, that's all I got to say on that one. I'm still waiting. But, you know, the wheels move slow, that's all.
Mm-hmm. I see Robert is here. I dropped some stuff in your Skype bin, Robert. If you want to take a look at it and tell me if it's okay, then I'll send it out to everybody else for another look, or for the first look, I guess I should say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just tuned in.
Okay.
I want to mention something to you. Let's see, what's the date? May 23rd. We're going to be meeting with the Michigan Sheriff's Association. I don't know how far we can get into it, but there might be an opening for you and John to come and talk to. At that meeting, there is every sheriff in Michigan in attendance.
We should have some sheriff's manuals to hand out.
The sheriff we were working with, he got himself about 100 to take to it's put on by I don't know who, but they expect 300-400 kids there. Mm. So Dyer wanted to, and Paul took a whole slew of stuff. And anyhow, he's very interested. He pushes us in the product, so about all you can ask for. He's really moving along. We're going to do a PowerPoint for him.
You're fading in and out, Robert.
Okay, this should be better.
Say again. It's still a little low, I think. That's good.
Sorry, hang on.
There you got it.
Let me get cranked up here. Now, okay, how's this?
That's good.
Okay. Also, we're going to be having a little conference with a prosecutor over there. This should be a good one. And we're going to do a PowerPoint on, you know, the rights of common law, travel, direct tax, common law, and underneath common law, the militia, common sense, county militia, and state, and then charters. We're going to get into all that stuff. So,
charters.
Then,
charter schools, you mean?
No. Your county, I don't know if I want to say charters. Yeah.
Their organizational stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And we're going to get into all that. But I'll find out more on the 23rd of May. Might be very interesting. So I want to bring that up and mention it to you. But I'll get in. I haven't even turned my computer on. I just got in. it was a very interesting day. We gained 5 new people in the group.
That's good.
They'll be joining NLA. And so, and the sheriff is to the point where I do believe he's going to form a common law grand jury. He's going to call one. And
well, interesting.
Yes. So, that's some of the discussion that went on today.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. He's almost there. I don't think he's quite to that point yet, but I wouldn't. Anything might happen in the next 2 to 3 months, it wouldn't surprise me along those lines. So I know we're talking more and more about, the body of a common law grand jury, the body of the foreman administration. And I came right out and told him, I said, look, guys, we've already got over 1,000 trained people to take the helm on administration and grand jury foreman. And then it says, and right here is the ramrod, the sheriff. Basically, we could do the whole thing. So everybody wants a little more information on that, and I'll get that to them. So, but that's all I got to report on.
But do you Do you know those 100 manuals he had made up, were they 8x12s or were they the pocket size? Did he get them shrunk down and have them printed?
I do not know what he did with that. I can find out. I'll call him tomorrow. I won't, bug him tonight. But,
yeah, I was just curious, maybe if got an in on printing there, we might be able to take advantage of it if they're the pocket size.
Oh, okay.
Get a few printed up, Yeah.
Yeah, I'll ask you. I know Paul is depleted his stock, and he's gave out. I gave out 100. I know Paul has gave out. Well, he got what he got from John. Those were all gone that day. Plus 100 more. So far, Paul and I have probably got ourselves have gone through about 420 copies.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in the last month, and I'm sure that if we even get 15-20 members out of that, well, it's well worth it. So
yeah.
But anyhow, that's all I got. But I'll fire up the computer and see what you dropped to me. I'll take a look.
Okay.
All right. I'm done.
Thanks, Robert.
You bet.
Has anybody heard about Trump taking out the fluoride out of the water?
I think I saw something mentioned about that a week or two ago, but I haven't seen that they passed the law yet or even put the bill up.
Right, I'm waiting to see that. When I see that, I'll believe it. Because Trump has his hands busy. He's got a lot on his plate. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a blessing. We've been stoned long enough by the government with their damn fluoride. I tell you.
But the chemicals are more dangerous because we can't get away from that.
Yep.
This is Eva from Vermont. Did you hear about Trump's executive order that he just signed the other day on the EMF protection, whether by human or by nature?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I found that interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, he claims that the 5 series of electronics for wireless has two sides to it. One's the military side, and that's the lethal side, and then there's the communication side, which he seems to think is not harmful, which I would find kind of surprising. But I haven't seen anything in writing on it. I've just heard him talk about it.
There was a gentleman talking today, attempting to remember where he got his information from. It's not coming to me. But he was explaining that 5G can also be used like a wall, like that EMF protection. That there's different ways that it can be used. It can be used harmful or in a protective measure. And it's not coming to me I heard it on We the People Soapbox on a late morning session today. But I'm not going to recite it because I know it's a very small frequency. And with those frequencies, what matters is the information that's on that frequency. So it could be weaponized very easily.
Well, I think some of the upper end of the 5G stuff is getting up into Rife machine area. So if you have that constantly beating on you, you could be killing off certain cells or viruses or parasites in your body They may be useful, they may not. Who would know, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's why.
Either way.
Right. And that's why the deep state in China, yeah, they would have used it to, oh my gosh, yeah.
Well, who else would like to say a few words to our listening audience tonight? We have a fair number of people on the call.
Anybody listen to the Trump rally tonight?
No, I did not. I heard it was going to be huge.
It was huge. Pretty upbeat. He's on a roll. Democrats
yep.
Not going to get away with much.
Yep. He's got the bit between the teeth, and he's going to run with it.
And he is. So that means we have to get going.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. See, Robert's already trying to commit 1,000 of us to the common law grand jury market, see? So we better get hot and do things here.
Yep. You know, Jan, an interesting thing. I did catch a little bit of Trump tonight. And he mentioned sovereign and sovereign citizen several times. Yeah, I think the old boy's got something buzzing around. I think we'll find out fairly soon about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it relates.
Yeah. Hmm? What time was the rally?
Started, he didn't, you know, he always gets there late. That's by design.
Yeah.
Everybody gets real antsy and got all this energy built up. And you got to get rid of it. So, anyhow, it was supposed to be 7, and I didn't get in until after. It was still going when I got in, and the wife said it started. I thought she said about 25 after 7.
Yeah, okay.
So it just got over just a little while ago. Just before I came on the board, it had just gotten over. So, but I found that very interesting. Those two sovereign and sovereign citizen linked. I don't know. I just think he's got something. He's gonna do something.
Well, he must be paying attention if he's using the terminology correctly.
Yes. He is. That's
or
okay.
Or he's baiting people again like he always does before he jumps on them.
Art of the deal.
Yep, it is.
If you deal with him, you'll find the art.
Yep.
Anyhow. So, okay, well, I just thought I'd mention that.
Yep. What radio talk show hosts hate the most, they dread this, dead air space. No commentary.
Well, it has to happen sometime, especially when you have a group of people that they have things, but they don't want to step on anybody. They're trying to be nice and let other people talk. I think we've had some good topics so far, and I hope it continues. And I leave the floor open. We're okay.
I just was looking at stuff for the next newsletter. I ran across a study today by a Harvard PhD, and he's looked at how all of the Google... the way they select what you get when you do a search it was totally slanted towards the Democratic Party, and they figured that as many as 78 million votes may have been shifted to the Democrats in the 2018 midterms. That's an awful lot of votes. So it just goes to show you how if you're, you know, if you've got the system wired, and you and the Democrats have been doing this since, what, 3-4 years? Well, longer than that ago. And they just keep at it, and people are apparently fall in line. They believe most of this stuff that comes through Google. I happened to sit in a court case today just for squeaks and giggles with a friend of mine. She had done research, and she was quoting Google results as fact, and it did not fly, as you can well imagine.
I hope not.
Yep, exactly. I mean, they tripped right up on that, which is good. And they ran across another one. Now, this is CPS to the nth degree. Next door neighbor or somebody in the neighborhood turned these parents in. They had three children. And the baby was, I don't know, under a year and had a fever. And so they called, I guess it's DPS. It was in Arizona, I think. And so they decided that, well, they ought to come out and check. Well, the parents didn't want them coming in the house. So then they sent the cops over. And so they finally got the called in and talked to the mother. And she said, well, the fever had broken, so they didn't want to talk to them. So guess what? The cops went out and got a court order. 1 o'clock in the morning, and this is town cops, not a pit squad, not the paramilitary group. They crashed the door down, came in and took all the kids away, and they can't get all the kids back. Well, then they were trying to get the grandparents cleared to take them. Well, then the grandparents had to have a home search, and that takes up to 30 days. So these kids had been gone like for a week to 9 days. Hadn't seen their parents, never been separated from each other or their parents. And now they've convinced, the judge is convinced that the parents have to go through psychiatric evaluation, which can take 60 to 90 days. Isn't it a sweet system they've got running? So all the kids are farmed out to three different groups. That are
sweet
getting
for somebody, but not the kids.
Boy, you said it, or the parents. And the hospital that they sent the kid to said, yeah, the fever had broken, you know. I forget what the kid had. It was some, you know, not major thing and not overly contagious or anything, and the fever had broken, so the child was getting better. And they still took them all, not just the one that was sick, the whole kit and caboodle. And that just really drives me up the wall when I see stuff like that. That's the Gestapo. Move in and take your children.
Exactly.
And try and get them back. Just try.
Yep.
Most people don't realize the FBI was started by a quote-unquote homosexual.
Yep.
And his lover was his first in command under him. They had no knowledge of what they were doing, so they decided the best way to do it is they were hiring, for instance, bank robbers, the best bank robber they could find, and put him in charge of it. And they promised that they wouldn't put any charges against him if he took over. And that's what they were doing, was hiring the biggest thieves that they could to create their entity.
Yeah, and that's something. Takes a thief to catch a thief, huh?
Well, unfortunately, we got that right now in your counties. People have no idea of what's going on, and the majority of people that are working in the county don't have any idea what's going on either. They're just doing what they're told to do.
Yep. They're good little me toos.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that Trump ought to go back into the quote-unquote government in Chicago, and I think he would end up making charges all the way back to the time that Roosevelt was running. And I'm trying to think of the mayor's name. They were riding in a convertible, and somebody walked right up beside him, and he shot, tried to hit Roosevelt, but he hit the mayor. And the mayor said, "It should have been you." And Roosevelt switched that around, saying that he had said that it was God, it was me, not you.
Hmm.
I cannot, for some reason, it's just... And his son, and I never quite figured this out, but his son had a different name, and that's how the big airport got named, O'Hare.
Midway and O'Hare are the two in Chicago.
Well, when I was little, my uncle was living up there, and I went up to visit him, and he took me out, and there was nothing but just, I'll say a 24 by 24 building sitting out in the middle of the field, and there was an airliner sitting next to it, and that was before it became developed. But it was just nothing but this huge field. You go up there now, and they've got everything covered.
Yeah, yeah. It's a huge airport. Well, do you remember Idlewild Airport?
You're talking about in New York?
Yes.
Got
usurped. I used to fly out of Idlewild, and then it became JFK.
Well, JFK, when he was running, well, before he started running for president, of course, he was a senator. And I went out to Washington, D.C. I went to the church where he got married and buried from. And another kid who was Catholic went with me. The third one we were with was a Mason. So he didn't go with us. But the two of us went in, and we got into the mass. Man came in, and he sat down beside me. I didn't even pay attention to him. I could tell he was a politician, but that was about the extent of it. He reached over and nudged me and handed me a missile, which you could pick up at any military base. And when I got done, I tried to hand it back to him. He put his arm around my shoulder and said, "I hope it does as much for you as it did for me. I hope you keep that." Well, it turned out that was John Kennedy. I didn't recognize him at that time.
Hmm.
Well, when I was on the county, I had to go out to meet Bobby Kennedy and Ethel when they came into Peoria, and they were putting on campaign speeches. Well, I had to lead the entourage down to the Jefferson Hotel, and there was only two black state policemen in District 8, which is in Peoria. And one guy was a heck of a nice guy, and the other guy wasn't worth the powder to blow him up. But Bobby told the nice guy, he said, "If and when Jack gets into the presidency, we want you to be on his private protection detail." He got in, when they got sent down to Dallas, Texas, they were told they had no authority down there because they had everybody from Washington, D.C., and any political big shot was in Dallas at that time. People had no idea of it. And they, his name just went through my mind. One of them was accused of murdering him. It's just not there.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right, right. He was working in that quote-unquote warehouse, and they had given him a stack of
books.
Oh, shoot. They were for curtain rods. And they were all covered in a sack so nobody could see what it was. But they sent him out just before Kennedy turned down in front of that warehouse. And they claimed that he's the one who shot him, and he was not. And they put out these false, I like to use I like to use Trump's analysis of it, false stories, and everybody that was in this thing, now I don't know this for a fact, but there was a story at that particular time, and there was three or four witnesses to it, but they never got it verified that the man who shot Kennedy was his driver. And he had a gun under his door. And he flipped open the thing and reached in, pulled the gun out, turned around and shot him. Well, that would explain how his brains were. If you watched the picture, you could see the blood going out the back of his head. And that all was covered up. You never heard any more about it. They had so many stories about it. They had a guy that was supposed to be in the gutter in a manhole who shot him. There was supposed to be a man on the hillside that shot him. There was supposed to be a man on the overpass that shot him. So many wild stories, it wasn't funny. But it had to be somebody that was pretty darn close to hit him like it did. Anyhow, Bobby, I thought, was going to take over the presidency, and as soon as they announced that he had won the California vote for president, he never got off of the stand to accept it. Somebody shot him, and I was told, and I have nothing to back it, that he was shot from behind. And it's really interesting, the stuff that they pulled and got away with. Unfortunately, we got that happening right now. Here in Peoria, I guess it was a week ago, they had a quote-unquote, they call this a sanctuary city, and they swore in, I think it was 77 new immigrants, let's put it that way, and as soon as they swore them in, they gave them the authority to vote. Now, how can these people vote when they don't have any idea what they're voting on or anything else? But they can always get in the guy that they want because they want them to be Democrats. And my son went down to vote, and they wouldn't let him vote. And I thought that was interesting. My son was ready to take them all on. I'm glad he did. But the stuff they're pulling, you just can't believe it.
Well, I've read that for the Kennedy assassination, there actually were like 6 to 8 shooters. All those you described actually were shooters as well, but they were just trying to hit a moving target. Didn't work, and the ace in the hole was the closest guy, huh?
Well, I've got to give Jackie credit. She knew a lot of stuff was taking place, and she knew that he was having an affair with some of the movie stars, one in particular from Iowa. Anyhow, she was murdered by quote-unquote government, but they never got anything on that. But Jackie sat back, and as soon as Jack was shot, she kept the bloody clothes on that she had on so everybody could see it. And she wore it all the way back to Washington, D.C. Jack's body was not in that casket.
Right.
And I think it's ironic that it was the first time that the vice president ever traveled with the president. Interesting. That's why they had this big meeting out there, of which J. Edgar Hoover was present, along with a lot of the mafia boys, and also, as well as a lot of the quote-unquote Secret Service, and they're all in that meeting. Except the ones that were supposed to be guarding Kennedy. So they all knew it took place, and many of them made a real quick return to Washington, D.C. so they could be there when the quote-unquote body was brought in. But it wasn't brought in the way they said it was. Bobby had it all figured out how he was going to take over. Well, if young John Kennedy is truly still living, which I hope he is, he and Trump were supposed to have it set up that Trump will name him the can't think what I want to call it. The lawyer who will head these investigations, because he knows where all these bodies are hidden, and as well as Trump. But I certainly hope this is true, because if he does take over, we should see a lot of this stuff happen in a real big hurry.
Yeah, this report that Mueller wrote really held things up. Now, they claim that he wrote that halfway through last year now and was just stalling for time.
You bet. Well, I thought it was also interesting that Trump had relations, or Trump's uncle, or father, I'm not sure if it was his father or his uncle, had relations with Tesla. And the hotel that Tesla was living in, when he quote-unquote supposedly died, and the stories that I had originally was he was only living in like one room, and he was living like a poor man. But the story that came out was the hotel was built on his design, and he had many of his inventions in that hotel. And he had a tunnel from the hotel over to the train station, and it was all lined with, I want to say lead, to keep it from being interfered with, let's put it that way. And he evidently had people working in that hotel, and he was going down and watching this inventions working. He had, when all the lights went out in New York, his place was the only place that had lights. I thought that was very interesting. But it's interesting also that when he quote-unquote died, they went in and they stole everything they could steal out of there so they could call him government property.
Well, go ahead. No, I was just going to ask for any more comments. So if you have a comment, please make it.
Can you imagine? This is Eva, Vermont. Can you imagine what the world would be like today if Tesla's technology was allowed to go on?
Would have been a far different place.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well, I think it's interesting that I was saying the entire sky being covered with chemtrails.
Yeah, Jan? Hello?
Yeah, Jan muted himself for a minute. Robert, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Jerry. This is Bob.
Yeah.
They were the group was talking about Tesla.
Yes.
Did you ever hear of his quantum energy generator?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen one working.
I have the plans.
Oh, cool. I'd love to see them.
I don't know how they got it, but it was a private group, and I got my hands on a set of it. But I don't have enough electrical experience like you or
Jan, but it's very interesting. It'll keep generating its own power until something breaks. And it will produce enough electricity to run two households, two different lines, of course, 110 and 220. And it measures 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet.
Nice.
That is the unit. It's all generated off from, once you start it, it's generated off from electrical impulse to itself.
Uh-huh.
And then the back feed is the product.
Wow. Be nice if it really worked. I haven't seen one put together that actually works, though.
I haven't either. I have never seen another set of plans.
How much it cost you?
What's that? To do one?
The plans.
Oh, no. I got them free.
Okay. And what it cost you to build one?
I don't know. I've never figured that out. But all the parts are listed. Some of them probably have changed. It was set up with digital electronics of about 20, 25 years ago. Somebody did a set, and this party claimed that they made a set, one machine. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd love to get my hands on those and look at them. So, maybe I haven't searched well enough to find them yet.
Well, I think I still got a copy of it around here. I get a chance, I'll print it off. You might get a set.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. You don't feel like you got to do it.
Well, I'll do it. You know.
All of this has got to come out.
Pardon?
All of this has got to come out.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. I'll send them to you. You guys, you build one. If it works, I get a free one.
Okay.
Is it a rotating machine, Robert, or is it solid state?
Is it what?
A rotating machine type generator. He was great for building all different types of generators. You know, they were like, it looked like a motor or a generator. They have a rotating piece to them.
Yes.
Coming out, yeah.
Yes.
Those
yeah,
get
it's
hard.
All there. It's,
yeah.
It's got a burden. Go ahead.
They are hard to build unless you have a coil winding machine, because you got to wind all those windings for the field and for the stator and the rotor.
Yep.
But
and, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He had the technology down, and he must have had 100 of those things, because he built some monster machines like that. You know, heavy cabling in them and wound them right up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got all the, how many turns of this, size of that, and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all listed. He did not, I don't remember. I went through the plans one time, and I, in my own mind, thought it could work okay. He had everything there, all the parts listed, the whole works. You're right, it did have a stator or a rotor. It had its own. All you needed was 110. Built in the machine was its own starter, and then it would cross over and keep running and put out the product, 110 or 220. And the comment made, it would run as long as the parts lasted.
Hmm. That can be a long time. Use good bearings, you know?
Yeah, that's another thing.
You probably only got two bearings in it, you know? Keep them greased.
Yes, but I don't even... Oh, he had an oiler on it somehow.
Sure.
No grease.
Little cup oiler, yeah.
And I don't know. I'll have to dig that thing out. I've got it here someplace. I think I made two copies of it and put one away. And I've got it on a stick here someplace. I'll have to pull it out. I find it, I'll print off everything that I have, and that's everything complete. And a lot of it's in the color pictures.
Hmm.
And it's all good material, and all the names of where you can get the product is with it. And so I'll dig it up. I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was really interesting in that when he went to design something, he designed it in his mind. Mm-hmm. Then he built it. And I think then if it worked, then he drew it up as a picture, applied for a patent on it. But he had everything in his mind. He could see how it all went together and, you know, how this went to that and so on and all this stuff. He was a really extraordinary individual.
Yes, he was.
Of course, he claimed he had a little Starman help to give him the ideas and help him along that he communicated with, you know, off Earth help. And
well,
no doubt he did, you know.
Yeah. Some people have visions or whatever. So.
Yep.
I know. When I was working at the factory, I was involved with high freak generators for electronic gluing, and I was having a problem getting the right pressure and angle to curve stuff on a piece of wood that had a curve to it, and this was the outer face of an ear, and I designed some stuff, and it took us 3 seconds to glue it. It was a permanent glue after 3 seconds. But we were using some big generators, big enough to knock Hartsfield radar off the map from South Haven, Michigan. And yep. they called us up and gave us 20 minutes, if I remember, to get it fixed or shut the plant down. So
yep.
It was just a bad ground that was leaking. But I got up in the morning to go to work, and my wife says, take your picture with you. I said, what are you talking about? She said, take that picture with you. You had me get paper and pencil last night. You were drawing in your sleep. Take it with you. I look. There was the answer to my problem.
Hmm.
So when I talk about vision, well, sometimes people get them. So.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
This is Eva from Vermont. Some information. I'm associated with an organization. It's called QEG for Quantum Energy Generator. They have a mini and a regular, and they had to leave the United States, and now they do it outside of the United States, and they work with people around the world. They're building this and trying to get it so it works efficiently. It's called QEG Clean Energy Academy, and they have videos and everything else to show what's worked for them and what hasn't and where they presently are in building their quantum energy generator.
Mm-hmm.
If
it
that
could very well be.
Yeah.
No,
if that helps with your plans.
Yeah,
I don't know if they work or not. The party that I got them from said it was complete, so I don't know. But I'm not trained in that field of. I'm not an electrical engineer. I'm a halfway decent mechanic, and you know, to me it looked like, yeah, well, this could be okay, but I don't know.
This quantum energy generator a few years back, three. There was an outfit, I think they started in the States, they moved one group to Africa and another group split off, went somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And it consisted of a motor and a generator, belt driven, maybe it looked like a one horse motor, comparable size generator, and they claimed that it would They got over unity out of it, so it was actually generating electricity. And that's not the one you're working on, is it, Eva?
No, they use the coil.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Static.
Yeah.
Yeah, fewer moving parts that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a... Once you start it up, it over-generates. Permanent inertia to itself, and then it generates the electricity.
How does it govern? Do you have any idea? So it doesn't overspeed?
It's governed in the electronics of the body by the amount of resistance. In other words, the load, the demand, drives it automatically. And I'm quite sure, I think, if I remember what the lady just said, I believe it does have capacitors or some, I can't remember all. I'm going to have, now I have to pull it out and take a look at it. It's all listed.
Yeah, Trump keeps saying he's going to put all this stuff out. There's 600 and some patents on this topic, you know, things the government found worked and classified and patented it so nobody could get their hands on it. So hopefully they'll start releasing them soon.
Well, they're already in usage. It's just not to our knowledge. That's why he started that space program. Because there's already this technology going on.
Maybe for the saucers?
Yeah, and for the elite.
Yeah.
Especially regarding health also.
Mm-hmm.
Free energy and health.
Yeah, if you knew what going on, it'd probably scare you anyhow.
Yeah. Well, yes, especially if it's just thrown at you. It has to come like this Democrat stuff for people that are not awake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm keep waiting for a saucer to land in my yard and take me for a ride.
You keep saying that. It just might happen sooner than
I know.
You think.
I've been saying it for 20 years. It hasn't happened yet. I saw a couple when I was a kid, but nothing last 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah, I've seen a few off and on my lifetime.
Yeah, Jan, you want to come over to our town? We got a guy here in this town that... got ticked off at the governing body that's called the City Fathers. So he puts on his tutu and goes out and waves to everybody that goes by his house. Once in a while, he doesn't even have the tutu on. He just positions them just properly in a lawn chair in the front yard. No. Maybe you got to change your costume there.
Maybe it's time to end this meeting. I don't know.
You're being censored, Robert.
Ah, by golly, what do you know about that? Well,
it's never happened before, Robert.
It won't be the last time, I'm sure.
All right. We've gone an hour, and I want to thank everybody for participating in the discussion, the NLA discussion group. All the... views expressed are those of the speakers and not necessarily those of NLA. This group is held every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time under the same call-in number and access code that's on the weekly site at the NLA, NationalLibertyAlliance.org. We appreciate everybody's input, and we're going to close the meeting down. Thank you very much for participating.